What is good, CGS fam? You are now listening to episode 58 of True Two Sides.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 58 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Joel Hernandez.
Let's go, Raptors.
And Alvin Martinez.
Let's go, Leafs.
They don't use that chant, do they?
No, they don't. Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go.
By the time you guys hear this, this is going to be irrelevant because the game is, games have already going to have happened. But we're kind of partially in the episode, partially watching the games on the TV behind us.
So if you hear a random cheer ting, it's a ting.
But yeah, once again, we're just going to look like we're living in the past because you're going to already know the results of this game. We're going to be on to the next series and out of everybody's memory by that point. This week on True to Size, we're going to try and get to our many EEE messages that we received after our ODTO feature episode. We had a very busy sneaker week once again. So previously in Kicks is popping again. And our main discussion is going to make for some very quality content as we talk about quality. Nice. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Nice. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show and I think possibly new Fire Round champion at MD Kovacs. From New Jersey, Jersey City. What up, Matt? Matt, right?
Yes, sir.
Matt. He says, this is actually a really good one. Hey, guys. Quick fire round. Yesterday, I had a situation where I had to chill with my wife's friend's husband, who at best sees shoes as foot covers. Needless to say, we didn't have much in common, but he was a nice dude. Having said that, what's your go-to topic when talking to non-sneaker people?
Cool.
I usually go sports, and with Tiger winning, it was easy, but what do you guys go with?
Anything relevant, man.
Just topics.
Talk about weed. Talk about, like...
weather.
Anything new and, like, relevant in the world is usually what I go for.
Yeah.
Because even if I don't know what I'm talking about, the other person usually does.
Yeah, true. And they'll just get excited about it.
Yeah.
And
you just keep probing. Like, oh, yeah? Like, what? How do you like it?
What do you think about it?
Is that a good straight? Were you high as fuck or not? Stuff like that. Like, just keep probing. Like, so long as you're asking questions, they're not going to stop talking. And it's going to make it seem like you're really interested, even if you aren't.
Yeah, I definitely lead off with the weather. I agree, Joel. Whether it's nice or not, it's either one of those two, really. There's just two. And then, it's nice outside, huh? Or, man, this weather sucks. That's it. You can start from there.
It's always the icebreaker.
And yeah, sports is good, especially around playoff time. Like, that's all anybody cares about is sports. Even if they're not into it, they just know what's going on.
Yeah.
Facts.
Like,
if they have a cool hat or something, like, it's a nice hat.
Hey, man, nice hat. I know. Assuming... he doesn't know about shoes. He probably is not a super hat guy either.
Oh, thanks. My girlfriend got it for me.
Thanks. Okay. My mom got it for me 3 years ago for Christmas, and I wear it every day. That was a good question. I like these non-sneaker-related fire round questions. So thank you, MD Kovacs from New Jersey. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answered on the pod, like Matt from New Jersey, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's phrase.
Cute.
Let's start with Alvin this week. What do you got for us?
This week, I got the Jason Tatum X Nike Air Max 97 inspired by St. Louis hometown. So it's a Air Max 97, like I said. The upper consists of a black and white. No, sorry, black and red. And then the main, I would say, like, the main mudguard, I guess.
Yeah.
Has, like, a all-over print of...
I don't even know what it
is. I don't know. It might be Jason Tatum tattoos or something like that. The midsole looks like it's silver as well. And then the bubble is red. Pretty cool shoe. I'm kind of feeling the the whole working with, you know, athletes and allowing them to do NSW
sneakers
kind of thing, which is dope. So, I don't know if I'm a really big fan of these ones, though.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about these specifically.
I feel like, you know, a lot more could have been done, but that's just me. You guys let me know on EEE if you guys have a different opinion.
Please.
And then, like, the tongue itself features, like, Tatum on one shoe and then the Deuce on the other one. I guess that's his nickname.
His
or
number.
It could be his son.
I think it's his number. I think he's number 2, isn't he?
And his son's name's Deuce, I think.
Or 22. I don't know.
Something. I don't know.
So no, much so, research we do.
He's 0, no?
Is he 0?
I think he's 0. Yo, EEE.
I don't know, yeah.
Aaron, I'm calling you out. I know you're a Boston man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Boston fan.
Actually, so don't slide into the DMs if you're
slide
a Boston
in there,
man.
Bro. Slide into my personal one then. You dig? these are just a cute. I mean, the concept is cool, but like the actual colorway is not my thing. So
yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm a fan of them giving NSW shoes to signature athletes, especially when they're not the huge ones.
Yeah,
like I mean, not they're huge athletes, but I mean, like usually it's like a LeBron or it's a Kobe mm-hmm. or it's a Kate, like people who already have a signature shoe.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Like this article says, they did Jason Tatum and they did it with OBJ, did it with Neymar. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see them allow other Nike athletes get the opportunity to do this. And yeah, the Neymar stuff is pretty cool. I do like Neymar stuff and the OBJ stuff too, actually.
Who's really trying to cop shocks unless it's by
Neymar.
You know,
Neymar.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, definitely cool.
It's going to be the only shocks to sell out since Vince Carter.
<For real.
laughs> Yeah. What do you rate them, Alvin? What do you think?
It's a cute.
It's just cute.
It's not a poop, but I wouldn't cop them. They're just cool.
Just cool?
Yeah, it's cute.
Just a cool cute
it's
shoe.
It's a cute, cool, very cute, cool shoe.
Very cute.
I'm going to go next. And for the second week in a row, I don't know if I need to go to the doctor. I picked a New Balance.
I seen that.
So I chose the New Balance 1500 with a tribal upper.
Yeah.
So it's the 30th anniversary of the 1500 this year. I didn't know that. And so New Balance has been celebrating with a bunch of different releases of the 1500. These specifically are made in England, as I think most of the 1500s are, but I could be wrong. EEE that. But yeah, this specific one is different for New Balance. Very different. It's not something you would usually see from a very reserved brand, I guess you would say. But the entire upper is tribal patterns with like the mudguard and then a lot of the upper. And then you've got a black tongue, black laces, black sole, the gum outsole, which is super slept on.
Yeah.
And then the white New Balance N. I wonder if is there a name for that logo? Just the N? EEE that. I'm just going to, if I don't know something, I'm just going to tell somebody else to tell me. But yeah, it's a really, really, really clean shoe. Like I said, it's very different for New Balance to come out with something like this, but especially when it's not a collab, but I am a fan. The only thing I think I would change is I think there's too much black.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the only thing that threw me off. When I looked at it, I really liked the upper, but I think the tongue and the lining should have been white. Mm-hmm. And then along with the laces should have been white as well. But yeah, they're cute. I don't know if I would buy it because $180 USD price tag in Canada is $250 probably.
Yeah,
a little bit steep for me. But if you're interested, they drop on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. These are cute.
Did you see the other ones that that are dropping? I think it's a collab with End.
I did not.
They look very similar.
Oh yeah,
just less like less pattern,
less tribal.
Yeah, less tribal on it,
but still funky.
Yeah, still pretty cool. I'll pull it up, see if let Joel do his thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Joel. What do you got for us?
Okay, so what I got, I got the Nike Zoom GP Gary Payton. It's their Seattle's Supersonic. I guess they're old, or I don't know how to call it, but it's like to commemorate their
run. That was nice. It's an ode to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
For their uniforms.
Okay.
Because they got like the.
Inspired by.
It's inspired pretty much, yeah. Because they get the. Where was it? It's their 90s run or something like that of the 96. They made it to the 96 finals against the, obviously, the 72-10 Bulls.
Sucks to be those guys.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, these are dope. I really, really like them. It's got the, I don't really know the name of the green, but it's like a hunter green,
mm-hmm.
With that burgundy. It's pretty much the, uniform the jersey, that they had. Yeah, the jersey. Mm-hmm. And it's the infamous Zoom Gary Payton's. It looks glove. Like they're retroing
like,
them back.
Like, looks like a low glove almost. Yeah, the glove is like a mid-high cut.
Yeah. I looked into it, and it originally released back in 99. True. It's his very first official signature shoe.
Oh.
The Zoom Flight 98, which was afterwards, mm-hmm. Before it, it had like the jacket. So it's pretty much the same thing, but instead of the zipper of the jacket, mm-hmm. it's like a buckle.
Oh, okay.
So with the Zoom GPs, it's got a buckle on it. Cool. It's got the five dots from the Alpha Project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they should really do something like that again for Nike basketball, like bring back the Alpha Project.
Mm-hmm.
It was for those that don't know, the Alpha Project, it was pretty much Nike's top technologies and they pushed pretty much the boundaries of each shoe design I guess it went throughout the all boards of each athlete that they used. They had like the Garnet 3, the Shox BB4s, the GPs, the Hyperflights, Ultraflights, and even the Prestos. Each of the shoes, they all had the five dots,
mm-hmm.
which is like the Alpha Project.
That's sick.
But yeah, man, so it's a dope shoe. It releases in May, but before that, they're going to be dropping the OG black and white Gary Payton's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty dope. It's a cop for me, for Jomar, for Ball. Because I think he'll like these if they make them in new sizes. But yeah, they drop May 18th, the Seattle Supersonic colorway, and it goes for $150 US.
That should be a new thing if it's a cop and if it's a cop for Jomar, because those are two very different things.
Yeah, you know, very different. Very
different. Next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. It's a pretty interesting week this week. First up, we'll start big. Pada and Jordan are collabing. Over the weekend, the official Pada Instagram page teased just basically the Jordan logo and the Pada logo. Said coming soon. And then obviously the rumor mill started swirling, and then pictures leaked of what shoe it was. And it was a Jordan 7. And the world collectively went...
Yeah,
it could have been so great. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure I'm just speaking for myself, but you guys can let me know what you think after.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm disappointed with how they look. I think it could have been a lot. Like I said, I think it should have been pastel-y or bright or like it's definitely unique. It's got the Pada branding on the midsole, and it's a gray and it looks like dark Bordeaux. Brown or Bordeaux-ish like looking Bordeaux-ish, upper. Yeah. But it's just. It's nothing special to me.
Nothing
like it
really
looks
pops.
Like a regular GR Jordan 7. They slapped the Pada logo on the bottom. That was kind of always my beef with the Fragment Jordan 1. Like it just looked like it could have been a GR with the logo slapped on the heel.
Yeah.
Obviously different context, but still. Yeah. What do you guys think about this this release?
I don't know. There's like no Pada corduroy.
Yes.
There's no Pada. Like you said, there's nothing that pops out and it screams out Pada.
Except for the Pada written
except
on the
Except for the logo, yeah. So, I don't know. Just like I said, it's like a Bordeaux with the Pada midsole.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. What do you think of it, Alvin?
Yeah, no, it's soft.
Not a fan?
Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like they may have not gotten the freedom that they wanted.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
So they
just
chose like brown and cream.
Yeah,
but out of all the colors, within the world,
you chose the darkest.
It would have you could have just made it like a similar color to one of your Air Maxes that you.
That's what I. That I mean, or I thought like it was gonna be something original. I thought it was gonna be an ode to an Air Max. Yeah, at least something sort of like it. But
nothing. Yeah, you don't have to make it exact.
No, like, I mean, even just a little bit, like corduroy, like Joel said, corduroy or denim, or like imagine denim on a Jordan 7. That would be pretty cool.
Oh my
or corduroy
gosh.
Or anything or polka dots or something. Yeah. Like when I imagine Pada and Para, I imagine like funky and like different and unique. And this is just like it looks like a sad day.
Yeah,
like it looks like there's a filter on it, and the filter's name is Sad Day.
And like you could have put so much more colors into like the midsole. Like you know how they have those like peaks?
The triangles.
Yeah.
The triangles.
Yeah.
You could have made each of those.
Imagine
a color.
Even if it was the same bland or simple, I'm gonna say bland, simple upper with bright colors on the little triangles or spikes. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Or you could have made Pata like a stupid color too.
Yeah,
like,
make it bright blue or something.
Like anything. Yeah. I don't know.
This is something like a customizer can make easily.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing special.
Just get a Bordeaux, black out the triangles, slap pad on it, and you're done.
The apparel's gonna be dope though.
I feel like the apparel will be cool.
You know what I mean?
But the shoe.
Shoe's underwhelming.
Very.
I'm gonna look
very.
Up for the apparel.
I was hoping that it was just like one of those false rumor things like we talked about, or I think John has talked about. Heads Ain't Ready, good friend of the show, said you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but I think Pata actually posted a picture of these.
Yeah,
on their page, so it's officially official.
We'll see, man.
It's not too late. Please change it.
We'll see.
Next up, so yesterday, Monday, was Earth Day. Did you guys see what Adidas did? It wasn't yesterday, but it's good timing on their part. So they created a fully recyclable shoe. Fully recyclable. Whoa. So obviously their partnership or their foot in the water, toes in the water, I guess you could say, with this environmentalist stuff started with Parley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did the whole Parley collection. I think it's still ongoing, actually. They do it a lot where they take the recycled plastic from the ocean. And now they've created a fully recyclable shoe, completely made of recyclable materials. And it's all made of the same material.
Huh.
So from the upper to the boost to the stripes to the heel frame to the torsion bar, everything is made of the exact same material. So what the idea behind it is that the idea is when you eventually own a pair, you're not owning the shoe per se. You're owning a chunk of material because it's all the same material. It's like you're holding a newspaper or cardboard, like something that you can reuse for something else. So as part of a natural full circle process, the shoes can be returned to Adidas, where they'll recycle it into a new sneaker and send it back to you.
Oh,
which is really cool. Yeah. That's what the brand ideally wants to accomplish, but the logistics obviously are going to be tricky.
Sounds super
tricky. So you can assume that the number will be pretty limited to start.
Yeah.
I think they just released them last week to like influencers and media and stuff in like 200-ish range. And prices will probably be high. You can assume that too, because like organic fruits, that kind of stuff is not cheap.
Organic.
But the wider global release is set for 2021. So we have a little bit of time to wait for that.
Yeah.
But very cool though. It's not a unique looking shoe by any means. Like it looks like an Ultra Boost or anything else like that. But just the whole inspiration and obviously the materials and stuff is really cool to me.
Like, for sure.
That's the main thing when I first saw like pictures and I started reading about it. And it said it's all one material, it's fully recyclable, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but what about the Boost? Like, isn't Boost just Boost? Like, it's its own separate thing. And then when I read that the Boost was actually made of the same material as the entire rest of the shoe, like, that's really cool. That you can literally just squish it, like, rip it apart and make it into something new. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Facts.
Wow.
Next up, since we haven't talked about Nike Adapt BB in almost, it's been a month, I think. Wow. We're overdue.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So Nike is attempting to trademark the word footwear. But wait. Yeah, you guys will look at me weird. Everyone listening will give a funky face. But it's spelled F-O-O-T-W-A-R-E.
Oh.
Footwear mixed with software. So obviously this is stemming from the Nike Adapt BB. They have like a new smart sneaker. So the relation to the word would be trademarked in the sense that any computer hardware modules for receiving, processing, and transmitting data in Internet of Things electronic devices, whatever that means, would be trademarked. So that's what the word means.
Makes sense.
If that makes any sense at all. Any smart shoe, that word relating to it is trademarked. No one else can use it. I think that's, first of all, really clever. That's a cool name.
Stupid smart.
We should probably just...
Footwear. That's so
Footwear, software. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
And then...
It's like a dad joke.
Oh, that was it. I thought we had one more. It is a dad joke. It's like Nike playing a full dad joke on everybody. Next up, we're going to fly through this episode because we want to watch sports. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Wow, the Leafs are down 0-2 right now. Maybe we'll slow down the episode. So we had a really busy week last week.
Crazy.
Like a crazy week. It felt like it was like a month. So let's start off. Alvin, why don't you tell us about ODTO? Give us the whole spiel. Because our week with ODTO started on Tuesday.
ODTO, like what? Like it's essentially a museum. If you haven't been yet, you need to go.
please get there and tell them we sent you.
And don't be intimidated. As much as Shaheen does not like to smile, he's a really cool dude.
He is, man.
Same thing with, you know, Tetra, and same thing with Godfrey. Same thing with anyone who
the whole staff,
works.
Man. Even when we were there, they were just talking to us, and chopping it up. Yeah,
really, really cool people, man. Like it's definitely one of those spots. I think they're bringing it back. Like one of those spots, like you could back in the day, just go in and just talk and just chop it up about random shit.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to talk about sneakers, go ahead. But like, you can literally just go in there and just chat with them.
Yes.
And then, man, like, just all the initiatives that they're trying to put through. Like, if you guys didn't listen to the pod, like, a lot of community things that they're trying to put through. Mm-hmm. And
I think the pinball thing just started.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, they posted it today. Yeah, if you want to tell them about that real quick. I don't know if you... I'm assuming everybody listened last week, but I was going to tell you anyways. You can hear it again. Yeah, you better have. Go back and listen right now. Stop this episode and go back and listen to that one, because that one's better than this one.
So they're having, if I'm not mistaken, it's a monthly contest.
Yeah, it's run monthly.
So it's a monthly contest, and whoever can attain the highest score on that pinball machine will essentially get half of the proceeds that were used to get the highest score within the pinball machine. And then the other half, they get to choose the charity or, you know, cause that they want to put the money towards.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and that's dope, man.
That's like, so dope.
That's crazy. That's when you know these guys aren't just after the money. Like,
for sure.
It's so different. You know what I mean? Man. And it's so different.
Man, like the stuff that you get to see in the store, from the floor to the stock that they have, and even just that middle section where they just have stuff on
the
display.
Art, and yeah, it was cool to hear him say, I mean, walking in, obviously it's a store, but he said that the whole middle glass panel will probably never be sold.
Yeah.
Like that's just stuff for people to come in and see stuff that they'll probably never see again in their life. Like the auto-lacing mags or all the Cause Companions or all the Supreme LV stuff. Or I mean, we can keep going. The Craig Sager Air Force One.
Oh my gosh.
Or the whole Yeezy One set or the whole Yeezy Two set or whatever the hell else was in there. Like just such a cool store, such a cool vibe.
Yeah,
like really nice guys.
Yeah.
Like you said, like just one of those places you can just go and chill and chop it up.
Was it during the launch? It was raining, or during their opening, grand opening, it was raining. So they handed out their umbrellas
branded with ODTO.
Branded with ODTO, which is obviously it's a marketing thing, but at the same time, like man, like you're just protecting.
Yeah, who does that?
Your customers.
No one does that.
You know what I mean? Like
you're looking out for people,
bro. Like big brands that make billions a year don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
And I seen them, like, you know, on their Insta story, just handing out pizza.
Yeah.
Shout out to David Boo,
drinks,
he was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man, like, you don't see that. And if you do, it's crazy rare. And just the whole movement that they're going through. And,
for sure.
You know, their vibe is good for the city, I feel.
I love that shit, man. Yeah. Like, they're going to do really good things for the city. Yeah. And not just in the small sense of... just Toronto, I think, Canada, and worldwide. I think
we're going
to start something really, really cool. It gives me, like, NetMag vibes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
NetMag is a real reseller, obviously, but he doesn't give you the vibe of a reseller. He doesn't care about the money. Like, he's written blogs about how it's not about the money. It's about the relationships, all that kind of stuff. And the ODTO guys have echoed that same sentiment. Boom. Segue. What did we do on Saturday, Joel?
We went to Kick Bricks, presented by NetMag.
Our friend. Tell us about it, Joe Dooney.
It was dope, man. Like he sent it out like some invites. We were fortunate to be one of them.
Three of them.
Well, four of them.
Five of them, actually. Five of us went.
Dooney Jr. came, Soul Purpose ran Shotgun, so he came along too. But yeah, man, it was dope. They had it over at the Citizen Bar, right?
Citizen Bar, Grill, Resto.
Yeah, so he had like the lounge, whole back just sectioned off just for
VIP.
VIP.
Very VIP.
Felt VIP,
like,
for sure.
Crazy heads were there. Like, I
just bro, way the whole too many. Squad, the whole yeah, squad, everybody.
The whole
was there.
Squad was there, man. It was like
huge names in Toronto.
A soul exchange on the side.
Sexy Beast. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. Finally to meet Sexy Beast. Beast.
Yeah, S8XY Beast.
Yeah,
Sexy
yeah.
Beast.
Shout out to Sexy Beast, man.
Who else? Andrew Fung. Kim's
yeah,
Canadians.
He came through too.
I actually haven't met him in person yet, so that was nice to
yeah.
meet him.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Everybody, man. Yeah, like man, literally everybody. Anybody I could think of
Hardy
that
Girl,
I would want.
Lays,
Hardy Girl, Lay, Shango, Karu. Netmag was there. Like everybody.
Starwood Chai was there.
Starwood Chai. Everybody. J.R. Weidman. Shout out to J.R. Weidman yeah, from 306. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the whole squad was there. And which one did you get?
I sat down and I had the Royals on mm-hmm. my side.
The Royal
the Royal
Lego Jordan 1.
Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and then I saw the SB Pigeon written on the side. And I was like, yo, I want those instead. So I did like a quick swap.
A quick little swap us.
Yeah, swap us. So then I did that and then I couldn't do it, man. The lighting there was too dark.
It was it's a bar, right?
Yeah. Dooney Jr. went at it, and he did his.
He crushed his man.
Yeah,
shout
he
out
did
to
his
Joe Mar.
Black
he
and red
his.
Jordan ones. Yep. So, but yeah, man, it was dope, man. It was dope.
See, the thing is, Alvin's smart because mm-hmm. he's like, no, guys, I'm just taking pictures. I'm just taking pictures, and he didn't have the pressure of sitting there and building it.
Yeah,
because he's just walking around, chopping it up, talking to people. I'm gonna take your picture, get an action shot, and he can take his time at home.
And
he's
do
a
it.
Smart
there.
Guy.
Yeah. Won a ting and just.
Nah. He's a smart guy. I was sitting there like sweating.
I know, man.
Stressing out.
Dropping pieces.
Yeah, you drop something and you're like, shit, I'm starting over. Give me a new one. Which one did you get, Alvin?
The bread ones.
The bread ones. Yeah. Sick. And I had to, man.
Yeah,
of course.
Man.
There's honestly no bad one.
I'm gonna collect all of them.
You have. This is the best one by far. Like, they're so good. I got the Heinekens.
The Heinekens.
Lucky enough, I wore them that night. What a coincidence, right?
What a coincidence.
I didn't even know, man. but yeah, shout out to NetMag. Like, that was super cool.
That was
obviously
fun,
just money out of his pocket to do something fun for people who have supported him. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even imagine the bill that he must have fronted. We all got 2 drink tickets. There was appetizers floating around.
Galore.
Like, I felt like I was at like a branded event.
Yeah, no, it was a branded event.
I felt
event,
like
though.
I was at, yeah, mm-hmm.
it was
a NetMag. Yeah. It felt like I was at a Nike party. Like all the sneakerheads were there.
Yeah.
There was a bar. I basically had open bar because no one else was drinking except for like me and JR pretty much. and Thomas.
Thomas Wade West was in the
so
building.
So we were out there throwing back some brewskis and building Lego on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, that was really good times.
Yeah,
and
man.
While we were there, segue again into my last one. I finally got to pick up my Reese Forbes Hunter Dunks. Super shout out to NetMag on those. Got a really good deal. Mm-hmm. I almost bought a size 10 from him that he posted in like his member sale.
Yeah.
But he was like, no way. Like, I'm pretty sure I'll have one come in. And then literally like a week later, like he had 9.5 come in.
One of his
and
unboxings.
It was cheaper. Yeah. And it was cheaper. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about that. Definitely gives me the Justin Timberlake vibes. Obviously not an issue at all.
For sure.
But yeah, when I opened it, I was like, yeah, Man of the Woods has entered the chat with these
for
ones
sure.
for sure. Next up, the busiest portion of the show, errors, edits, and e-messages. Yeah. So I did have to crop a bunch of these out, just a little disclaimer. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip in, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So our OD Toronto episode like popped off like crazy. Like people loved it. We got a lot of feedback. Everyone was posting about it. Everyone was hitting us up saying you guys did an amazing job. So anyone who gave us nice sentiments about it, just know that we appreciate that.
Homie at the shop.
He's like, yeah, random guy at the
like,
shop.
What?
Yeah.
You listen to the pod,
so
bro.
Cool, man. So cool. I forgot to mention it. I think when it happened or the week after it happened, but when I was at the Adidas party, a guy came over. I can't remember his name. I want to say it started with a J, like a whoa. Mm-hmm. Or no, Jarek, something like that. I'm so sorry. I forgot your name, bro.
Jarek Presto?
No, it wasn't Jarek Presto.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, dog, you know that guy.
It might have been Jarek. No.
Jared?
I don't know.
Jericho?
I want to say Jericho. I feel like it was Jericho. Yeah. Maybe Juan. I know it was a J somewhere in there.
You go
but
from
anyways,
Juan to Jericho.
It's a J. I know it's a J. It starts with a
maybe
J.
It's Jericho.
Maybe, yeah, there you go. See? So he came over at the Adidas party, and I was just standing there with Jill and I think Sean and Keith, Kuya Keith was there. And he's like, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, hey, and I'm really bad with like faces and names. So when someone comes and hails me up, I literally just pretend like I know you because I might, and I just don't remember. Yeah. And he's like, I'm a really big fan of the podcast. Like, really nice to meet you. I love what you guys are doing. And I was like, bro, this is sick. And it's always weird to me that people know what specifically I look like because I never really post pictures of my face. Yeah. But shout out to, Jay.
Shout out to JJ.
And let us know your name and let me know.
Send us your Instagram.
Yeah, please, because I completely forgot your name and I'm so sorry. That was like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my little side note. Anyways, first up for EEE from Rushy Grant. Mr. EEE loves to correct us. This was the related to the Bread 1 re-release rumor that we talked about at ODTO. Mm-hmm. He said, EEE, I noticed in episode 57, while Zed Sneakerheads, still calling it Zed Sneakerheads, mentioned it on Monday, the info on the Breads came from at Coley2XS and DJ Folk. I don't know who either of these people are, but sorry to those two people who had the information first. I'm sure they're offended by not getting credit on True Size. next up.
Facts.
Joshua Javier Buffard. First of all, that's a sick ass name.
Nice.
I hope that's his real name. This was short and sweet. It's just loving the podcast.
Oh,
that's nice. Thanks. That's really nice. I think he was one of the ones who discovered us from the ODTO.
True.
Go ahead. I have one more. Couple more. Go ahead.
Our Oze Brova. underscore Gemsay.
Gemsay?
G-A-M-C-I.
Gemsay. Hey,
Gemmas. Hey, brav. he says, you guys are bomb. Found you on Spotify and have started listening from episode one.
Damn, you got a long way to go.
Much love from the AU fam.
If he just started, he's not even going to hear this shout out for like a year.
That's okay, man. He'll hear it though eventually. In unless a year, he just listens to it like consistently.
Actually, he's not going to make it this far because once he starts hearing the Australian accents, he's out of here.
Forget these guys.
These guys are wankers.
Crikey,
these are wankers. Throw another shrimp on the barbie and turn this off. Next up, another EEE legend, AA Ron, Sneaker Life husband.
Yes,
we
bro.
Just mentioned him. Yeah. He says, you guys are amazing. The podcast just keeps getting better and better. Lawrence, your interview skills are through the roof. You have a straight radio voice. That's good because I don't have a face for TV. Kuya Joel, the straight OG with the knowledge. And Alvin holding it down with tons of accents and dad jokes.
Croiky.
Can't wait till we can get 2 episodes per week. Pause. What I don't know about that, man. I don't know. maybe if you guys start giving us a lot of money
to listen. Gotta go to work first.
Yeah, if we start charging like full-time money for episodes, then maybe.
We'll give you as many as you want.
Yeah, if you guys want to start paying for this to be our full-time job, please go ahead. And finally, this was a funny one from King Kamba.
Yo.
Calgary and Y-Y-C. UK homie. Yes. He says, just finished last week's episode, pro travel tip. Don't call it a fanny pack in the UK. Fanny equals vagina.
Yo.
You cannot imagine the crazy, horrible looks I got when asking for the newest Nike Blue camo fanny pack.
Camo.
What I mean, if you're looking for a ting, dog, there's a fanny pack still, dog.
I don't know if I want it to, I don't want it to be camouflaged, though. I don't know how I feel about that portion. Or blue, for that matter.
It's called hair dye.
You guys remember
hair
blue waffle? Dye. That wasn't good.
Blue waffle.
Next up is NSR, not sneaker related.
No sneaker related.
Crikey. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers, and it was my turn this week.
Ooh.
So, related to yesterday being Earth Day, I'm going to start the timer. I'm not even going to use a real timer anymore. It's just fake. Beep started it. My question for you guys is, should Earth Day be a national holiday?
If it is, they should ensure that no one is using any sort of electronics.
I think it should be like Earth Hour, where everyone kind of tries to play their part. And I think it should be a day off. Like
it
right now,
be more than just an hour.
It should be the whole day, 100%. Like it should be, people should go out. I mean, you're already supposed to, but when they make it on a Monday, how are you supposed to go out and clean up garbage or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it should be a national holiday because right now it's no different than National Sibling Day. And like, that I don't know about you guys, but exactly. They're fake. They're fake holidays. Like the Earth Day is nothing. So I think it should be real. I think it should be a statutory holiday. I think it should be a paid day off. like, I don't know about you guys, just speaking from personal opinion, but Earth is my favorite planet. So I think that we should
Mars
have
Mars is a...
I don't know, man. It's kind of scary Uranus. Out there. CGS After Dark is starting early tonight, folks. It is starting very early tonight. I'm just going to quickly hit the buzzer. We are going to move on to our promos for the week. And this week we have the same two promos we've had for the past little while. The YYC Soldiers Sneaker Swap number 5 is happening in Calgary on May 25th, running from 12 to 5 at the Chinese Culture Center. The YYC Soldiers are super good friends of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in the area, if you're even on the West Coast itself, go by and support. Drive there, fly there, walk there, run there.
Whatever you want.
Anything, as long as you get there.
Be there.
Speaking of be there. Soul Exchange Canada is this weekend. If you're listening to this on Saturday, you should go after you've done the episode.
It's now.
It's now. Listen to it at the show while you're talking to us.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh, wow. That's a lot of Canada.
While we're live.
Inception. Yeah.
On Instagram.
There you go. On Instagram. Disclaimer. But yeah, anyways, that is going on April 27th, which is this Saturday. Metro Toronto Convention Center, downtown Front Street, downtown Toronto. From 12 to 6, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, but vendor tables are probably sold out, and tickets are definitely still available.
Always available.
Always available. Yeah.
At the door, too, no?
Always at the door. Too.
Yeah.
So we flew through that because we are in a rush to watch sports, but I have a good discussion topic for us this week, and it stemmed from a comment, mini discussion we had with Shaheen last week, where he mentioned that quality on sneakers is kind of irrelevant. Like, I think we brought up New Balance's quality being a little bit higher, and he kind of just snarked and was like, what does that even mean? And I was like, okay, you have a cool store, so I can't, like, what am I gonna say? You're probably right. But then I thought about it a little bit more, one of those like shower thought moments, and I was like, you know what, maybe it does matter. So we're gonna talk about it. So when we're referring to quality, I think that everyone has a different definition, especially pertaining to sneakers. What it means, what good quality is, what bad quality is, I think is a very perceptive thing. So why don't we all kind of go in a little triangle here and talk about what good quality on a shoe is to us, just so we have a baseline moving forward. Alvin, go ahead. You can go first.
Supple leather.
Just supple leather.
Supple. Butter suede. No glue stain. Not no glue stains, because obviously that's tough. But then again, it's not. So, I mean, I guess you could say least amount of glue stains, and just stitching needs to be super, super clean.
Yeah. So you're mostly in it for that kind of stuff. You want soft materials, you want clean cut lines, that kind of thing.
I mean, that's what it's, that's, I mean, yeah.
For you? Yeah. What about you, Joel?
Pretty much the same thing. Like, the use of materials for me and the quality of materials for me.
Yeah.
Like the soft suedes and like, you know, the nappy kind of suede nubuck, whatever you want to call
it. Like the longer hair.
Yeah. Not really longer hair, but like, you know, when you, like, you rub the suede and it goes like in one
direction.
It goes light and dark, like that kind of material. Like the, that's just like crazy stuff right there. Like the, when you push down on the leather and it makes that kind of,
like crinkles?
Like it crinkles and stuff. Like that.
You can see the ripples and the creases.
That's quality material right there. And, you know, like with this glue stains too, like you got to look along the midsole and to see, like, you know, if there's like, you know, glue like just splatter up and whatever. You know, you come across those like on shoes, right? So
what about that kind of stuff. Specifically, I guess, referring to Air Maxes, what about shape?
Well, me, like the shape, like the whole banana boat shoe kind of.
Do you consider that a quality thing, or do you think that's something different?
That, like, I think that's something different.
Yeah.
That's pretty much like the way that it's manufactured. Yeah. The way that it's made, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, yeah, exactly. It's like preference. You want to, like, to look at a certain way. You know what I mean? Instead of like the whole clog looking kind of shoe.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man.
I think a lot of quality for me comes down to how it wears. Like, because we obviously, we wear our shoes.
Yeah.
Like, you can look at, like, a Sail Jordan 1, for example, is a good example. Because I wear them all the time. Like, still wear them all the time. It's been, like, 2 years, and I still can't stop wearing them. But, like, if I were to wipe them down and clean them up a little bit, you'd never really know, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
the material is so soft, which comes back to quality materials, but it wears in so well.
It does.
Just the way that they used it, the way that they treated it, the way that they finished it, that you can wear it to the ground and the upper. Mm-hmm. If you wipe it down, the creases aren't going to look like, remember the Jordan 3 toe boxes, how they used to crease one right across the front, or Air Forces do that a lot.
Air Forces. Yeah.
One fat crease across the front and that's it. I hate that crease so much. Yeah, it looks so ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind creases when it looks like you wore the shoe properly, when it doesn't look like I step and I have like a hinge in my toe or something like that. I want to see creases around the whole toe box. Like, to me, that's quality. Mm-hmm. How it wears in is really important to me. Mm-hmm. So the first, I think, that I can remember, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you guys heard before it, that I can remember about quality even being brought up, especially with Jordans, was when the whole remastered thing started. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember when they started saying, oh, we're going to remaster them, we're going to bring it back, we're going to boost up the quality, like, we want to do better, all this kind of stuff, we're going to use better materials, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, did you guys notice quality issues before then? Was it a big thing? Like, because I never didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a little bit different because of when I got into shoes. I got into shoes in like 2009-ish. Mm-hmm. So those Jordan 3s, when they were coming out in 2010, 11, 12, whatever, and they had that one fat crease, I was like, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know that there was a bright horizon
it
somewhere.
Was
not. So yeah, like, I didn't know any better, right?
Yeah.
So like, do you guys remember quality being even a conversation topic before that? Or...
Not necessarily.
No.
Like, I don't know. I guess my first Jordans that I purchased with my own dime were Black Cat 4s.
Mm-hmm.
Those never came with no creases. I creased those on my damn own.
Yeah.
I made those creases and I'm proud of them. But nah, those came like hella crispy, man. Like, everything was smooth.
Yeah,
like,
that was good material on that.
That was, oh man. And that suede or nubuck was like butter. And the same thing with like the Fire Red 3s that came out that same year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
No creases.
Yeah, it was just like thick.
Yeah.
Like, they're just nice. Mm-hmm. Like
firm.
I don't even know how to describe them.
Yeah.
Like, just solid.
Yeah, and I found that the paint didn't chip as fast on the
midsole. Yeah, that too.
Of that specific time.
Year or whatever.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that the paint was better, I would say, as well. It didn't chip as fast. Mm-hmm. So.
It was probably after the whole, like, when they did the packs.
The countdown packs?
The countdown packs. I think that's when it started going downhill.
Like, you noticed it going downhill?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because the countdown pack was pretty good. I remember the threes being pretty decent. Like, not comparable to last year's. Was it last year? Yeah, last year's black cement was really nice leather. Like I said, I didn't even know Jordans could have that. Jordan 3s could have that kind of leather. But I do remember it being better than the 2011, I think it was, black cement 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But those lasted forever, too.
Yeah.
But
just the quality, like I said, it's like pleather. Like, it's shiny, synthetic leather. I mean, it's Jordans. We're not talking real leather anyways, but...
Yeah.
So you did notice it then drop off. Mm-hmm. Was it... something to speak upon before that, like, especially with SBs or Air Maxes in like early 2000s, was it a thing? Like, oh, this one's good quality, this one isn't? Because now it seems like when it comes out, like Shaheen said, when it comes out, everyone has it in hand. The first question is, how's the quality?
Yeah.
Like, was that a thing back then, or is that a recent thing? Because I don't ever, like, in the whatever late early teens of the 2000s, I don't remember it even being a conversation topic.
No,
it was
recently, like,
it's a more recent thing, right?
Yeah, like within the last like 5 years or so, that's when everybody became like just more about like how quality was, because it just seemed like we're getting ripped off. Like,
yeah,
you know,
paying
especially so much for
as
a
the
pair
prices
of shoes.
Go up, yeah,
and then you come up with a shoe that just creases automatically, or there's like a certain smell to the shoe, or you know what I mean, like that kind of stuff. So I think it just probably within the last 5 years or so.
So I actually didn't know this, but the Fragment 1s were actually the first remastered release ever. I thought it was Oreos and Legend Blues or whatever they called it, Columbia 4s. Mm-hmm. I thought that was that's the first one I remember, but I didn't know that Fragments was the first one. Mm-hmm. And I've never actually held Fragments in my hand. Do they have good leather?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like it just by looking at it, but
look,
I could
like
be
the
wrong.
Most recent.
It doesn't look like the soft stuff that we get now, like the tumbled soft Jordan 1 leather that we're used to now.
Yeah.
The first that I remember, or like kind of the benchmark, I think is Shattered Backboards.
Yeah.
Jordan 1s. Mm. Like that was like the first time that I can remember that people were like, whoa, this leather's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because if Fragments, especially being a collab, you would think that the first one would be like the best.
Yeah. But I don't even think the Fragments have that same leather though.
No, it looks like regular like DMP like, pack Jordan 1 leather. Yeah,
it's like look like DMP leather. Mm.
So if you have a pair and you're rich and you're listening to this, let us know because we clearly don't know.
800444 has one.
Andy Kovacs has one too. He has one for sale.
Yeah, he does. Or maybe he sold it. Who knows?
But like, so the Jordan 1 Shattered Backwards, obviously regarded now, I think, as the benchmark. What did we have before? Because Jordan 1s were still super hype, like 2013 Bred 1s, for example. That's I think that's when it started to kind of ramp back up.
Yeah.
Like, what were we getting before?
I think everybody compared it to the Band 1s that hit that. Yeah.
Very true. That's right.
Because that material, that leather, is just...
Is that the best Jordan 1 leather you can think of?
Yeah. Yeah. For me personally, yeah.
What year were those?
11.
2011. Yeah. So it took them four, because it's Shattered Backwards to 2015. Took them 4 years to get Jordan 1 Jeez. Leather good again. And that's after, because I guess the remastered was, 2014, I want to say, or 2015-ish.
I think so.
Four or 5 years, so then to pay attention to quality again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's as they were raising prices, because even Shattered Backboards would have been 215, like that's when the 215 Jordan 1 started.
Jeez.
Do you guys think that the Jordan 1s have the best quality of any of the Jordans? Can you think of a better, like feeling shoe?
Quality and price, yes.
Like quality for the price kind of thing? Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Especially like with the friggin' the sales.
The sale ones.
Oh my God.
I love them so much.
Those are stepped on. I stepped on those. I'm not going to lie. I stepped on those.
The turbo greens are pretty dope too, no? The material on those?
Possibly.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was. I don't think it was comparable.
Oh, the turbo greens. Yes. Yeah, no. Quality ones not bad. I wore them the other day.
Mm.
They seem like they're going to crease nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the suede or whatever is on there is pretty alright too.
So you kind of you brought up price point, and if Jordan 1s, like you said, I think that they're the best quality coming out right now. Like, I don't buy many other retros anymore just because they're too expensive. Like $255, $265 is just pushing it. $300 after tax. No thanks. But like, do you think that Jordan 1s should cost more now? Like, why do Jordan 1s cost the least but have the best quality materials? I know it's obviously the technology. Like there's no exposed air bubble or whatever, anything else. There's no bells and whistles. But if the quality of the material is that much higher, does it not even out to having the no technology thing? Like I don't understand.
It's like a dunk though.
It is like a dunk, yeah. Mm-hmm. But dunks are what, $150?
Dunks are like nothing, and half of those have really good quality.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's just the pricing kind of doesn't make sense to me right now. I think that by logic standpoint, because when we get a really good quality, let's say that the Cause 4s or the Tinker 3s, or sorry, the JTH 3s, the Man of the Woods ones, we pay for it. Like how much? Cause 4s retailed at $500.
Yeah.
And the JTHs were what? $330? I think $330 plus tax is what they were. So like $370 after tax.
Yeah.
Like when they boost the quality and give you really nice materials on a different shoe, they jump up the price. But Jordan 1s is just kind of standard.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm okay with it, but I just don't understand why. It doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, they're not really. I mean, I find that the JTH or the Tinker was more of like a special edition collabo kind of type.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really had like a stupid Jordan 1, have they? Collabo recently?
The Unions.
Those were retail though, like $215, right?
I actually, once again, not rich enough to own a pair, so I don't even know.
I mean, resale is
up there, yeah.
Yeah,
it's up there.
But
I feel like those might have gone up in price too. But at the same time, like same thing, it's technology. Like it doesn't really have
much to it.
Much to it.
So you think it comes down more to tech rather than quality materials for Jordan 1 at least?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when they give us a premium other retro Jordan, they're increasing the price. Like even the Black Cements last year, Black Cement 3s were boosted up by $10. I don't know if anyone knows. They were $265 as opposed to $255.
What?
Yeah.
They cheated a little
bit. Bro.
But like it was softer leather, so I don't know if that was the rationale or if it was just like we know we're gonna sell a trillion pairs of these, let's just charge an extra $10. But
no one's gonna notice.
Yeah, no one's gonna care. But yeah, it just doesn't really make sense to me. I don't know if anyone else out there in the sneaker world has an answer for me or a reasoning that they can come up with why they think Jordan 1 have the best leather, I think arguably, of all the retros, but they're the least expensive other than technology, because they still have air. Jordan 1s have air.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not exposed.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what everyone has to say about that. So just to put it into a little bit of perspective, so designer brands, because Shaheen did bring up a good point that there's no like mid-tier between Jordans and then designer sneakers. Mm-hmm. So you have designer brands like Gucci. Gucci's made in Italy. Off-White's made in Italy. Louis Vuitton. The leather goods are all made in France, USA, and Spain. And Common Projects, which is kind of the most relatable to us, I think, Italy. Wow. To put it in perspective, Jordan and Nike, China. Mm-hmm. And Adidas is Turkey, India, China, Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia, mm-hmm. which is a lot of different places. Once again, some perspective. Off-White 3.0 off-court shoes. MSRP on Essence is $835 Canadian.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Common Projects Achilles Low, which is just like their basic. It kind of looks like a sweet classic. Nike, if anyone. Or it's a very slimmed-down Air Force, I guess you could say. $540 on Essence, Canadian. So, like, do you think it's worth it?
No.
Do you, would you rather see Jordans made with that kind of quality, and would you pay it?
I feel like it's also where it's being made, though.
Oh, for sure. But again, like, it's, like, genuine leather. Like, we're not getting leather.
Organic?
Not even organic. It's actual leather. I don't...
Yeah, it's organic.
I could be wrong, but we're definitely not getting actual leather on Jordans. It's still synthetic. No. Like, it's made in a factory or in a Petri dish.
I think Italian leather is like the primo.
Yeah, it's like the nicest. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But like, is it worth it?
No.
No?
No, man. Weren't the
Jordan 2s
anyway,
made in Italy? Out of like the very, very first ones, I mean, like 19.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They were made in Italy. Wasn't that supposed to be like the fashion, high fashion designer kind of thing? So you don't think that you would pay for a Jordan 1 with that kind of leather at that kind of price point?
Good
luck. Like, if they made a Jordan 1. Because like, there's people who reconstruct them. You can, like, Jay the Ripper would, like, deconstruct it and make it with, like, calf skin or something crazy. Would you pay $500 for a Jordan 1 made out of, like, genuine Italian leather?
If it's going to be a one of one and it's just mine, then maybe.
No, if it was a not a GR, but if it was a release to the public and they were like, yeah, you could buy the sale ones in the synthetic or you can buy the sale ones in the genuine Italian made in Italy by hand. Factory, would you?
What's the difference?
Would you care?
It's still the same thing.
It looks the same.
You know what I mean? Like, if it looks the same, if the leather's like, if the synthetic looks and feels similar to the authentic Italian shit,
I don't think it would feel the same. I think it would. I think that I'm happy with Jordan 1 leather for what I'm paying, if that makes sense. Jordan leather, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if you look at prices, like, $835 is kind of a stretch for Off-White. God. Like, that's deep.
Yeah.
Like, Virgil needs to relax. But common projects, like, a good pair of dress shoes is already up there already. Mm-hmm. So $540 for a genuine leather sneaker seems reasonable. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it seems...
It looks good.
Yeah. It looks good, and the quality's obviously up there. Like, it's genuine leather. It's going to wear really well. But I think I'm happy with where I'm at in the sense that if that's what we would have to be paying for really true quality, then I'm good where we're at.
Yeah.
I agree too.
Like, I don't see any quality control issues in the sense that if that's what $540 is for genuine leather, really soft, made in Italy, and I'm paying $215 for made in China, then I think I'm happy.
Yeah, give
Jordan
me the
ones are pretty good.
Man.
Give me the $215. Do you think we would notice? Like I said, if they made a sale one in genuine leather and they made one in the synthetic that we all have, would you notice the difference? Do you think?
No.
No.
No? Even just from feel? Like, if you were to actually feel the material, I'm sure you could feel it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How often are you going to go into your collection and actually touch
shit
it? Like that,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it would wear different? Because I think the shape of the shoe just is going to ask for creasing already.
I've seen people who rock Common Projects, and those crease exact same as if I was going to rock a fucking Adidas Stan Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll still crease where it's going to crease.
Yeah.
It might just, I don't know, the leather might just last longer because it's a bit softer and it might not peel off or whatever.
Yeah.
But
we're not getting our shoes to that point.
If you're a sneakerhead, you don't really have to worry about that because you have a lot of shoes in your rotation.
You're not wearing the same pair every day anyways.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Common Projects is more for the individual who doesn't really have a collection and just needs that one sneaker for their wardrobe as a staple because they don't have a choice or they don't need a choice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think is there a comfort difference? Do you think there would be? Because I don't, just off the top of my head, I feel like Jordans would be more comfortable.
I know. I'll go try on a pair of Common Projects and let y'all know.
Yeah, once again, too rich for my blood.
At the same time, it's like it's a flat shoe.
Yeah.
It looks like a generic.
There's no tech in it, obviously. Yeah, it's not a performance shoe.
I mean, maybe it has a leather insole or something. Maybe. But at the same time,
I think it's just so much. Two different lifestyles. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're rolling in that kind of money, then do you, right?
Yeah, but half time is for the look, you know what I mean? Too, man. Like,
yeah,
if that's you, do you? But it's a waste, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't think it's worth it?
No,
I think we're all happy where we're at.
Yeah.
So we touched on it a little bit, but the high quality retros. So obviously the only ones I could think of, unless there's other ones you can think of, the JTH Jordan 3 and then the Cause 4s. Cause 4s retailed at 500 Canadian.
Yes, they did.
Alvin knows because he paid retail. Lucky guy. Was it worth it? Do you think? In hindsight, obviously, yeah. Like Cause 4s have triple, quadrupled in value. So duh. But at the time, if there was no resale, if it was just a regular, not going to say regular because it's still a Cause collaboration, but if there was no upsell on it or there was no aftermarket, do you think just based on quality that $500 is worth it for that shoe?
For that shoe, yeah.
Because it's
Cause. Like the design on it, the thought, like everything about the shoe is dope.
Yeah.
From its color to the materials to the embossed like designs on it to the midsole to the outsole, like anything and everything in it was like dope as F, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, and if you're a fan of Cause, like who cares
what
the resale is, right?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
See, that's a tough example because there is so much going on other than just the really high quality behind it. But yeah, like I don't know, just solely based on quality, if I think it's worth it. If I take away it, you can't because it's there. But if you take away the Cause collaboration part of it, I don't really care for an all gray four.
If it was just an all gray four,
Just an all gray four with some cool detailing that wasn't a Cause collab, like you can't take it out of your mind. But if it wasn't there,
yeah.
I don't know if the $500 is worth it. Mm. And because he's an artist and because his work is expensive, the shoe wasn't cheap. But I don't think that quality alone made it worth it to me. Mm. What would you guys say is the highest quality shoe you own? Can you think of, just off the top of your head, what did yours be, the Band ones, Joel?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's up there.
And, like, have they worn in well? Do you wear them often?
I do give them a burn, like, every now and then.
Yeah.
And they're just, like you said, the way that they're creasing.
Yeah.
It's not, like, the horizontal.
Yeah.
It's not really, like, vertical.
It's just wear. Like,
it's just the way that it wears. Yeah. It's just perfect, right? So, I don't know. I like the way that they're coming in.
What about you, Alvin? What can you think is the highest quality shoe you own?
The 990.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
V5. I mean, there's probably something else in my collection that has like a stupid amount of quality. But as of right now, like, especially in terms of the stuff that's coming out recently and quote unquote quality, that shoe specifically has really good quality.
Shining for you?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a good quality.
I think Cause 4s are definitely up there. The JTH is definitely up there. Sale 1s are even up there for me because I don't own shattered backboards to know the difference.
Me neither.
Once again, not rich enough. But
the Bio Beige?
They're good, man.
Those crease, like how you say, like they just wear well.
It might just be I don't know. The thing is, I wore mine. I have a half size up. The one that I got a little bit early, the 3 weeks early, whatever, is a half size up. It's a 9.5. So I've worn it with a force field that I didn't even know I still owned, but I wore it with a force field every single time because it's a half size too big. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
Shout out to force fields for making them look brand new still after I beat them. But yeah, they crease well, like they've been wearing in well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I think so. Like there's no like creasing. Like you can tell there's some sort of indentation there.
Yeah.
From when you wear them, but
it's just not that like, it's not even a hairline. It's just like a crack.
It looks not even a crack, bro.
Like, it's gross. It's like a fold. I don't know what to call it.
I don't know what it is, but it's cool.
It looks like that space between like your shoulder, your arm and your like pec. Like when you squeeze and that little fold of skin looks like that. Oh. So why do you think it's so inconsistent? Like, why is it always a question when every shoe comes out? The first question everyone always asks, maybe after, how much is it and can I get it, is how's the quality? First time anyone gets it in hand, like, I know if I post something, if I get something, how's the quality? Mm-hmm. Why is it so inconsistent to the point where we have to ask every single time, how's the quality? Why? Why can't they just use the same leather? Why don't they? Are they choosing to? What are your thoughts?
Because it's synthetic.
Mm-hmm. It's just inconsistent.
I don't know. They just haven't found a formula to consistently make it that good. I don't know how synthetic works, but there's some science between
probably,
there somewhere. You know what I mean?
You think it's just literally how it's being made?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's a choice? Like, they're not like, okay, this one needs really good quality.
Well, are you really going to waste? So let's say you mass produce a material for a shoe, and then you make the shoe and you realize that it's shitty material.
Yeah.
You're going to waste all that mass-produced material.
Well, you would make the material first, I would assume. But yeah, I guess once it's made.
Yeah, but you mass-produce that material. You know what I mean? And you're not going to really make it into the form of the shoe until you're ready to.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how Nike works. I'm thinking also, that's the process.
Yeah, it's true.
But like once you have it on that shoe and you realize that it doesn't stretch properly, it doesn't crease properly, it doesn't wear properly, then
it's too late.
You're still going to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to waste all that material just because like, oh my God, it's crappy and art. Like, people are still going to buy it.
Yeah.
It's
still going to sell out. Yeah.
It's still going to sell. You know,
so you don't think that people actually care about quality? Like, at the end of the day.
I mean, they do, but they don't.
I honestly don't think people really care.
You know what I mean? Like, you just ask just to ask half the time.
Yeah. I think it's just more of a question just because people don't have anything else to say about it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They don't have any other thoughts. Like, I think people are just so out of tune with anything else except for, is it a collab and how's the quality?
Yeah.
Like, that's just what people's questions are. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't think people care. If you look at the Travis Scott 4s, from last year, like the quality was not garbage, but it wasn't really bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad, and they still sold out, and they still resell for $600-$700 right now. Man. Like, I don't think at the end of the day, if the collab is there or the name is there, people really care.
Yeah.
Maybe they care a little bit if it's not a hype shoe, and they're just looking for a reason to buy it. Like for example, the Sale Ones. Maybe they care a little bit because it's a good quality shoe and it was easy to get, but. I don't know, because compared to the Cause 4s, like those two shoes aren't even in the same galaxy.
Yeah.
Like not even close. So do you think at the end of the day it really matters? Like, does quality really matter?
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking Jordans. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The only reason I bought the Turbo Greens is because I was able to see them in person.
Yeah?
And because, like, from what I saw at that moment in time, like, it looked good.
So for that specific shoe, it matters.
If it was like plastic or like that plasticky like leather, no way I would have had those in my collection at all.
So quality in the sense that it's high tier for Jordan, but not high tier in the grander scheme of things. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah,
that's fair.
It depends on the shoe.
Yeah,
like if I'm buying a New Balance, I'm not going to question the quality right now.
True,
because they've been so consistent with their.
They've always been really consistent
with their stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Whereas, like,
but once again, sorry to cut you off. That's made in USA or made in, like, it's not made in a Chinese sweatshop per se. Like, it's, you can clearly see the difference between these, like, where they're made, the materials they use. I don't know. Like, do you think that Jordan or Nike or Adidas or these more high volume brands that are more quote unquote trendy should be concerned? Like, do you think people will start caring to the point where they'll stop buying it?
No.
Or do you think that they'll change? Because New Balance can pump out a shoe for $250, which is the same as a retro price, with insanely better quality and better comfort.
But it doesn't sell.
But it doesn't sell.
No.
So people can't really care about quality that much. Like, there's got to be more to it.
It's the hype, man.
It is.
Definitely. Shout out to Kawhi for putting New Balance back on the map.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait till those come out.
Yeah.
I really want a pair of those. What do they call it? Omni 2 or something like that? I think it's called.
Yeah, sick.
But yeah, I don't think people actually care, and I don't think it really matters at the end of the day, to be honest. Because like we said, if people really did care, they'd be buying Common Projects or other crazy stuff, or they'd be investing in higher quality materials. Like New Balance or even ASICS has really good quality stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You guys have any final thoughts before we wrap this thing up? Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That's facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've got a website for our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That's canada.soul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneakerheading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canada.soul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been your host, Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 58 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. We are going to go watch some sports now. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are outie. Peace.
Peace.
Let's go, Leafs.
Yeah, we don't belong.
Voila.
Voila.